Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast starts right now. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this broadcast today. And because of the special content of this broadcast and our natural physical not being familiar with it, sir, we thank you for opening our minds to understanding as Dr. Leaf takes us through the Word and brings the scientific truth of the Word into our thinking. And we have the mind of Christ, and therefore we have brains that are functioning by the mind of Jesus. And we thank you, sir. Oh, we are so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Join Gloria and me in welcoming Dr. Leaf this broadcast today. I'm
welcome, Doc.
Yeah, Lord, have mercy. I am so excited about all of this because things that let me give you what's happening in the scientific world. The Scripture says that even the principalities and powers, talking about angels of God, are made known the wisdom of God through the church. The body of Jesus Christ, the people that have been born again, translated into His kingdom, are the ones that are functioning by faith, and the revelation of the Word is coming in the end of the church, and especially for the last 50 years. I mean, it has just, we're in these last days when it is just growing and expanding, and we're seeing more into the kingdom of God. As that happens, as this anointing comes, then the Spirit begins to unfold things in the minds of the scientists and doctors and so forth. Now, and some of them grasp it and take it. Others of them just reject it as off the wall. But it's there, and they're growing in it, and they're seeing a lot of things. And then Dr. Leaf comes along. She's already ahead of them because she's walking in revelation to both the Word and science. And as she introduced things back there 25 years ago or 30 years ago when she began, and she was living by the word of faith back there then. And as she did, she introduced things. They said, no, that's absurd. But then later it turned out to be right. And those things, that's what happens when you get a born-again, Holy Ghost-filled man or woman that's in their place in the body of Christ doing what they're called to do. Then the blessing of the Lord that is in and on them and the anointing that's in and on you begins to overflow in the business where you are, begins to overflow in your church, that's who we are. We're right. Agents of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to our scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. A sound mind is not a fear-ruled mind. A sound mind is a love-ruled, word-ruled mind. Now, let's go to the book of Joshua. In the first chapter of Joshua, this is the night before Joshua is crossing the river and going into combat. Verse 8, this book of the law, or the Word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth. Don't say anything but the Word. Now think about this. In order to say the word, then you have to think the word in order to form the word to say it. You have to choose the thought and think it and then say it. Mm-hmm. That's the way the mind is renewed. Anyway, but you will meditate therein day and night, and you'll observe to do according to what's written therein. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. Mm-hmm. Now, the word meditate there in Hebrew literally means to mumble. Well, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I'll meditate. No. Now, the last time he was over there, that land was full of giants, It had high walls.
Mm-hmm. No one came in, no one went out.
That's the last thing he knew about that. Mm-hmm. But we learn after he sent the recon team in there, they found out it had all changed. It wasn't like it used to be. The people were scared spitless of the idea of them coming in there. They'd already surrendered in their minds before he ever got there. But in his mind, that picture he had in his mind was 40 years old. But by hanging on to that, he would have defeated himself before he ever went across the river.
He could only think of the giants.
That's all.
I can understand why.
Well, that's the last thing he saw. But God said, no, you think what I tell you to think.
That's right.
So he had this man, by being obedient, that's what I want you to get. He had, because of the word, and because of God's instruction to him, when he obeyed God, it empowered him to have the choice strength. He had the strength. Now, if you can think, you can change what you think because you say, I'm not thinking that anymore. Mm-hmm. But you can't do it if you're not born again. You don't have the mighty power in your spirit to cast down imaginations, bring every thought into obedience of Jesus Christ. But now, we're believers, and we have the mighty power on the inside of our spirit, which is bathing our mind with the Word of God, which controls the brain.
How did you get the mighty power? From the Word.
Right here, from the Word of God.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And believing it.
And believing it, acting on it.
Meditating.
Putting it first place and final authority in your life. You're going to think this, talk this, act this, do this.
Amen.
Now,
praise
he
God.
Obeyed God, and he chose to think what God said. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm. Only that.
He chose to think. That's the
He chose to
he
think.
He could have chosen not to think. He chose to think.
Now that controlled his memory. Mm-hmm. It controlled his words.
Yeah.
And of course, it caused his brain to have power thoughts. He didn't get caught in the fog of war. He didn't get caught in the confusion of all that. He already knew where he was going and what he was going to do. Now it's your turn.
You couldn't meditate on those giants.
No, I know. You better not. Mm-mm. Because, see, the devil will build you a giant picture.
That's right.
He'll show you big giants out there and you get thinking about that. What happens when you get thinking about that? In your own eyes, you turn to a grasshopper. So it wasn't the giants that defeated Israel, it was the grasshoppers.
Exactly.
Now, we're the giants here. The devil's not a giant. Mm-mm. Scripture called him a worm.
And defeated one too.
Oh yeah, he's under our feet.
No power.
Being under our feet means he's under our authority. So, but this has to do with our memories. This has to do with our ability to detox this thing and get it back in line like it's supposed to be. Amen.
So that is a disciplined mind that we're talking about. If you think of it, that's a disciplined mind.
That's right.
That Joshua chose. So he chose, but he could have made the wrong choice, but he chose to be led by God. So that to get into that position, do you remember superposition?
Superposition, I was just thinking
that's it.
About
so he was in superposition. I can think of the giants, wrong way, or I can think of God. and what his promises are. So in superposition, and God at that point is telling us, choose him, you know, be led by him, but we still have to make that choice. God will not override our decision. As we know, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. So when we in superposition and we choose, we change things. So here's what happens. When we choose God's way, what we found from research in the brain, I mean, there's so many things going through my head, but I'm going to bring one example that I know you will love. We have networks inside of our brain that are designed to connect to God. Well, everything about our brain is designed to connect to God. So we have this, when we're in superposition, we are able to, every 2 to 7 seconds, as we are processing and about to choose, we are able to activate the internal networks of our mind to do this. So when we are choosing, when we're in that state of what am I going to do, we activate all these. I'm going to show you an image now that's going to actually help us understand this. We've got what we call a default mode network. We've got all these networks inside of our brain, and all these networks cover the 100 structures of the brain. All the structures of the brain work together. It's a perfect orchestra when it's led by the conductor correctly. And the Holy Spirit literally needs to be that conductor to organize it to flow correctly. So when we let the Holy, when we say trust in the Lord with all our heart, rely not on our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge him and he will direct our paths, we're giving him the baton so that he can conduct our orchestra. So when we do that, our brain shifts into what we call the gamma a mode of activity. So you get different types of electrical activity in the brain, and you may have heard of alpha and beta and theta and all those different. Gamma is when you are in the highest intellectual state, when your brain is in like superposition. When your brain is in superposition, when you shift into letting God guide you, when you're in superposition, when you take the time to say, okay, Lord, what should I do? What is the best? Those networks fire up. They play like a beautiful orchestra. The conductor does what it should do, and we shift into superposition. We shift into gamma activity, and we make the right decision. So everything in our brain gets highly intelligent. We get wisdom. We have correct oxygen flow. The neurotransmitters flow correctly. Our cells are responding correctly. The correct signals are flowing every time we connect. And we're literally designed to do that every 2 to 7 seconds. We are designed to switch off to the external, switch onto the internal, and direct our rest. And that's that Proverbs 5:23-22, pay attention to my word, meditate on my word. Mm-hmm. All these instructions that God is giving us to be in this constant internal dialogue has this massive effect on the brain, and it changes the signals around the outside of the cells. When we've got God's gamma activity activating these cells start responding correctly. They start functioning like they should. They start creating life inside of our body. We start building networks that are powerful.
Now, there's no way somebody can get depressed in that state.
No, it's impossible, but we get depressed when we're not in that state, because this is our natural. So when we do this, we slip right into our design, because we're made in his image. That is our normal. So our normal is superpower thinking, good decision making, rejoicing despite the circumstances.
And Joshua
That's
sat there
normal.
And meditated on those giants. He got so depressed he didn't want to get up and go in the morning.
Exactly. You can't function, because you slip into, this thing starts closing down. The doorways start ripping off. The tornadoes hit your cells. Your body starts letting you down. You start, and it's instantaneous. It is at quantum speeds faster than the speed of light. Every one of your cells is impacted by every one of your toxic thoughts. So when God comes, when we choose God, he had that gamma activity that comes directly from the throne of grace, the energy, the quantum energy that comes directly from the throne of grace, fills our brains, fills our bodies. And a lot of the stuff that we've done in our past, God kind of just does something in us that we can actually keep going. You know, that's where health comes from, and that's where they've shown studies that when you meditate on the word of God versus meditating on, you know, whatever the Buddhists meditate on, when you meditate on the word, when you pray, your brain within seconds shifts into this super mode, and it brings health and life and longevity and healing and change. Your brain looks different when you meditate on the word versus when you meditate on whatever, negative or just even random. If you just meditate on, like a Buddhist is not meditating on God, they're meditating on what, I don't know what they meditate on, peace or whatever, but that's going to have a good effect in the brain, but nothing like when you meditate on the word of God.
No, because their spirit doesn't engage.
Exactly. It's very mental. It's very soulish. It's very...
We've been
We've been regenerated.
Our spirit has been reborn.
So our mind is designed to be led by the Holy Spirit. So
Amen.
Our mind is, so in our spirit name, we have our intuition, which is where the Holy Spirit lays down truth. So when our mind chooses, like Joshua did, to connect with the intuition, we then let the Holy Spirit lead us. So we're not letting man lead us. We're not letting the world lead us. We're letting the Holy Spirit lead us. So, I mean, the more I get into science, the more I realize that we have to live way almost in another way. It's a completely different lifestyle, and it is so doable because our brain is designed for that.
Mm.
In other words, we have to recognize that we are designed 24 hours a day to be talking to God in our sleep, going to sleep during the day, so that every situation is literally one of, let me stand back and ask God, let me stand back and ask God. And people will say that's unrealistic, but it's not. It's our design, because when you do that, you're a happy, peaceful person. The fruit is there, the evidence is there. You change the way you function. Your eyes shine differently. Your skin looks different. Your whole mannerism, people are attracted to you. God looks at the intent of the heart, and the intent of the heart, that's the mind, and mm-hmm. the intention mm-hmm. is our attitude, whatever intention. That is a good intent. The healthy thought has a good intention. So God looks at that good intention. That generates, everything about us is generating energy. This is not weird stuff. It's science. So if I'm in a good state of mind, if I'm in the gamma activity, I am generating an energy that is from the throne of grace. I'm showing His love. It's physically pouring out of me, which is attracting people to God through me. But if I'm negative and toxic and whiny and bad attitude and criticizing and judging and this is that and that, you know, putting ugly faces and being negative, and if something happens to you, gossiping and trying to hash things and say, no one wants to be near you, because you're generating all this distorted signal that's hitting your body. And we know instinctively that that's not what we aligned for. That's not what we designed for. We designed for alignment with Christ. So the research in the laboratory being done by people that aren't scientists are showing that those people that meditate on the Word of God, they change differently to those that are just meditating on whatever.
You know, that's what happened. Remember, that's what we did. When we begin to hear,
mm-hmm.
we saw that scripture, and we decided that's what we were going to
do,
is meditate on the Word day and night.
Day and night.
And we did it.
Day and night.
And it changed everything in our lives.
Well,
and it's still working.
That's it.
Faith, it is impossible to please God
without faith.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a scriptural known fact.
Exactly.
Why? Why is faith so big? Well, it is the spirit connector to Him.
To Him.
And He's everything.
And He's done everything for
us. And all of this, we were supposed to be exactly like Him.
Exactly.
And as powerful as Him, as big as Him, as wonderful as Him in every aspect of life.
He tells us, seek after perfection as He is perfect. That's a command. Perfection as He is perfect.
Now,
use your
you can't walk in fear and faith at the same time.
No.
You can choose faith, and even though fear is attempting and is trying to manifest itself, and your knees may be shaking, but you can stand up and say, I refuse to fear.
Exactly.
My God loves me in the name of Jesus, and perfected love casteth out fear. I refuse to go that way.
Exactly.
Now, when you do, everything changes.
But it takes a disciplined mind to get
yes,
to that
does.
Point. So like when Kelly was in that situation with Lindsay, when you get the phone call, when you whatever, you can't just do that if you haven't planted. And that's where the James 1:21 scripture is so powerful. The implanted
right.
word
yeah,
will
yeah, yeah.
save your soul. So you know, you want, when you're in that situation, you want the things to pop from your non-conscious to your conscious mind, the good stuff that you've planted. So we need it. That's why we have to. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. We've got to take time daily to read the scripture, not just read it once.
And you don't wait till you get in trouble.
That's exactly right. You've been teaching us that for years, to spend time daily in the Word.
Amen. That's right.
So it's, again, faith is a key issue here.
Key.
Because it's the connector to everything. All of these are spiritual forces.
Totally.
Because everything was created by God, who is a spirit. Now, Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And faith is released as you believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. All of that whole process is thought controlled.
And it's disciplined thought control. And there's a time factor involved.
Yeah, because you can't, you don't. Now, there are things that you say without thinking because you've already created a habit of talking and not thinking. But it's still there. The thoughts were still there. He's not paying attention to them. But when you pick a thought and you choose a thought and say it, this, God said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. Then he said, my word goes forth out of my mouth. What I think and the way I am is in this word. So this is the only thing you can trust.
Exactly.
These are the only trustworthy thoughts.
It's the gamma ray that goes out and gets rid of all the toxic issues. So when you're speaking that over you, you've got the surgical procedure from the throne of grace cleaning up.
But the real brainwashing.
The real brainwashing.
Yeah, because it's we're washed
the real brain.
By the water of the Word.
Exactly.
Glory be
the
to
the blood's already
God.
Been shed, so we don't need to shed the blood anymore.
Amen.
So we don't need
So when I begin to take a thought, I take this thought. And I say it.
There's a process you go through, and that's where science is phenomenal. Maybe on another broadcast we can talk about what you've been doing for years. I'll describe it to you. I'll describe the science of the timing that's involved.
Yeah. When you take that thought and say it, 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 you take that thought and say it. I'm about to say it without taking the thought.
You're going to be taking the thought from in here.
Yeah, it's going to come up and come out my mouth. And when it does, it comes out in faith. Now let's go on the other side. Somebody takes, oh no, look at the economy. He takes that thought and he says it. He takes that thought and he says it. He takes that thought and he says it. Now fear's coming. And fear arises, and as fear arises, eventually it's going to come out of his mouth without him thinking about it. And when it does, it is full of the power of fear, and it'll bring it right to his doorstep.
Both realms work the same way.
Yeah. Exactly the same way.
Because one of them is the truth, and the other one's twisted truth.
That's it.
So now, I take the thought and say it, 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 and instead of saying, oh, I must be coming down with something, no, it hits you. By his stripes I'm healed.
Amen.
Now, when that came out, it came out full of faith.
Yeah.
And when it comes out full of faith, it has creative power in it. Hallelujah.
When
you're doing all this, you're doing all this process, you know what's happening? Your brain getting clean and it's getting healed and it's getting well and your mind is getting renewed. And you get so old, old people call you old and you still got your memory and your teeth and your hair. Glory to God. We're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.